a wonderful story that we're hearing out of Camps Bay High School this morning. And we love to warm the cockles of our hearts. 17,000 rands has already been raised to buy sanitary products for students at Camps Bay High. They set out on a mission to end what they call period poverty. One of the things that we like to speak about on this show, for example, is the fact that it's ludicrous to us that, and certainly to me, that tampons, pads, and the like happen to be taxed at all. And furthermore, as condoms are being handed out to boys, it doesn't make any sense that these particular products are not being handed out to girls. This is something that we cannot avoid. It's a part of our lives to have to deal with menstruation. And by the way, you're welcome. It's the procreation of the planet. So it's very interesting to see that the Representative Council of Learners actually pushed this particular narrative, or at least this campaign, at Camps Bay High. A grade 12 learner joins me this morning, and he's also the RCL member, Michael Gulston. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us here
good
on
morning.
Breakfast with Refuta. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and yourself?
I'm excellent. What prompted, this is an interesting thing, right? So often, I mean, my recollection of high school boys, often high school boys are kind of not aware of these issues that women are facing. And thank you very much for taking this upon yourself. What brought you to it?
Well, I've always been confused as to why sanitary products were not handed out to girls for free, you know, as menstruation isn't a choice at all, but something that happens naturally in every young woman's body. And as you mentioned before, a lot of condoms are handed out to boys, but why aren't pads handed out, as sex is a choice, but menstruation isn't? And yeah, so I just felt like the need to cater for that need, as it was, as like the government scraped the 15% VAT on sanitary products in 2019.
Certain items only, yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of girls were still not able to afford it. And according to a research done by Stellenbosch, about 30% of girls would rather stay home from school than come to school when they are on their cycle, as they can't afford sanitary products. And I thought that was absolutely absurd.
It is absurd. And it's epidemic, by the way, across the African continent. But let's focus on home. First of all, Andrea and I are like snapping our fingers throughout the studio like, yes, Michael. Because it's so rare this is a commonly held view, particularly amongst our male counterparts. So how did you raise the 17,000 rand in order to end a period poverty?
The way we raised the 17,000 rand was we opened the carry app to donations from our parents and our Camps Bay High School community. After we started the initiative, it was incredibly well accepted and well appreciated by all the female students, all the parents of the school. So I think that motivated them to donate money to keep this initiative going for years to come.
That's awesome. Talk to me about your gender-neutral bathrooms at school, because as much as all of our bathrooms in our own homes are actually gender-neutral, there seems to still be a resistance amongst adults to allow that to happen in public spaces.
Well, at the moment, there are currently two gender-neutral bathrooms at school for access to anyone who requires to use them. But to my knowledge, the school is planning and developing to create gender-neutral bathrooms and changing rooms to cater for everyone equally.
Awesome stuff. Michael Gulston, I am very happy for a world in the and a future in your hands and under your leadership. Grade 12
That's
learner.
The kind of you.
Absolutely. Grade 12 learner and RCL member at Camps Bay High, Michael Gulston.